Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Everything is hard, so why not go for the hard that brings you what you want? Being poor is hard. Being rich is hard. Not having health is hard. Staying healthy is hard. Being unhappy is hard. Learning to be happy is hard. See the trend? Life is hard, period. It boils down to what type of hard you'd rather deal with and experience every day of your life. When I hear people say that earning a good income is hard because it requires hard work, I immediately think of, well, isn't it not hard to not have a good income? The resources available with a lower income are less. The work people do to earn a lower income in general is hard. Not being able to offer your loved ones a good life is hard. So wouldn't it be better to just go for the hard that will give you what you want, which having a good income makes possible? Does it require you to get out of your comfort zone? Absolutely. But it is short-lived. The problem is that because most are conditioned to go for the instant gratification, they don't make the right decisions that will allow them to generate a better income in the future. They want that high income today. In fact, they wanted it yesterday. Because they are not willing to put in the effort today that would generate a high income tomorrow, and so they get stuck in that cycle of not having the high income, period. The irony is that while being stuck in that cycle without really processing what is happening, they are working harder than ever. They get stuck in that proverbial hamster wheel. But if they forego instant gratification, learn a new skill, learn to save and invest, their lives can drastically change and sooner than most think. Another area is our health. We know that eating healthy and exercising is the best thing we can be doing for our mental and physical health. But it is hard, right? Or the other common excuse is that eating healthy and exercising is expensive. But the truth is that getting sick or having to go under the blade because of what we eat is even harder than simply eating right in the first place, and not to mention way more expensive. The cost associated with medical bills and lost work time is more expensive than just eating the right food since the beginning. The problem, once again, is that because eating the right foods and exercising today is in the present, and according to many, not pleasant, and the consequences of not eating healthy or exercising will not unfold years into the future. Because of this, most lie to themselves that it will not happen, or that they will live a healthier life later, or they will simply deal with the consequences when they unfold. So they decide to indulge now, because not doing so is hard. And who wants to live a hard life, right? The irony is that when you truly think of it, eating the right foods is not hard. It just might not be as pleasant until you get adjusted to the new flavors. But it has nothing to do with being hard. Dealing with an illness because of the choices of nutrition, now that is hard. Again, present and future hard situations are both hard. One is hard now, the other is hard later. But the one that is hard later will more than likely be a permanent hard or a more painful hardship than just going up to the present hard of making the right choices and foregoing that instant gratifications. Going for the right hard impacts you not only at the individual level, but it impacts your loved ones at an even higher level. After all, they depend on you financially and emotionally. At the same time, when it comes to your children, they often become a reflection of what they see you do now, today, your actions, not words. Because of this, going after the hard, and really the bad hard, ends up creating the same cycle for them and their future children until one of them decides to break the generational cycle. Let that person be you. You decide that you will go after that right hard, the hard that will give you and your loved ones the future you desire. Remember, life is hard. It boils down to what hard you'd rather deal with. Your quality of life today was shaped by the decisions you made yesterday. And if you're not happy with them, then you will agree that you are living a hard life anyway. The idea that avoiding the right decisions today will lead to a better life later on pure hope or faith is simply not real. Decide today to put into the actions the hard life that will allow for your future life to be somewhere easier and, most importantly, more enjoyable. The hard will always exist, but the outcomes of which hard you pick will dictate the type of hard you face tomorrow. please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.